Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. Okay? She Gets a Pod because... Well, if you've been here, you know the story. Anyway, my name is Shan, a.k.a. Chantal, okay? I'm not tall. I'm very short, 5'4 to be exact. I'm from Philly by way of ATL currently, and I have two Jamaican parents, so there's that. I am a Gemini. I have two kids. I am a mother, an auntie, a sister, and... I'm a little weird, and that's okay. I'm a little quirky, and that's okay. I have a big head, huge head, all right? Two great melons, juicy, healthy Polly Pocket. And I'm just out here sharing, and I'm glad you're here. This is another season, season 22 to be exact. If you would like to find me, you can find me in the social streets at Shambi Podden. ShambiPodden.com is also my website. I do have creative books for podcasters, people who want to podcast or people who want to create content. You can find those books on Lulu.com, made by me. I also have 5 other podcasts outside of this one. If you go to ShambiPodden.com, you can see them all. All right. I appreciate you listening because you did not have to be here. I am an indie podcaster, meaning there is no team behind me. It is just me and me on this mic. Thank you for checking out last season. Last season was amazing. Thank you, Drake, Pod Fam. My Pod Fam is still strong. We going into another year. Let's go. Let's get into this episode. A lot of people don't talk about people who picked individuals to be in a relationship with because they didn't require me or them to show up 100% of the time because they couldn't show up 100% of the time. And I'm a very reciprocation-like person. So if you are limited in some way, then you got to be okay with me being limited in some way. And so a lot of my relationships I picked busy people, or I picked people that had other places they needed to be because they had other priorities, because that was convenient for my emotions, that was convenient for my time, and that was convenient for how much I physically needed to be around the person. I do not know what a relationship is like living with a man. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't crave to have to live with a man. But most people, when you think about relationships long term, they want to get to a point where they live together, right? And to me, I'm just like, okay, what fucking horror film is that? where I know this man is going to be in the same home I'm in when I come home from work? What relationship is that when I know I'm at work where I'm needed? I drive home. That's my peace time. I pull up in my driveway and I know my kids are in there, or I got to pick my kids up, or they were already picked up by this person that I appreciate picking them up. And then I go in the house and my children need me. Their children are needed, because I'm only going to talk to a man who have kids. And he has needs. At what time in that day does Chantal time clock in? And that is like something I haven't had practice with. I don't know what it's going to look like. And I find peace in not having to talk to or see the person I'm with all the time. I find peace being able to mentally prepare to see a person on my time. Not their time, not every day, not roll over and this person is in front of my face, not most of his at-home experiences or his work experiences, I got to hear, I got to be in, I got to experience. I don't know what that's like. So a lot of people I hear today say, well, why would you pick a person that can't be a good person for you or be there for you all the time? You need to get your own this, and this is a person that, they were like this when you met them. People will pick people who are convenient for their emotional and their physical need, okay? Everyone who's in a relationship or has relationships with people who they, on the outside, y'all shouldn't even have started this relationship or y'all shouldn't even been together. It's never because they wanted to have this person meet their mom, their dad, come to the family, engage with them, marry them, and have their babies. Everybody doesn't want that. So a lot of people are out here picking people who are conveniently fitting for the lifestyle they want and their emotional and physical capacity that they can give another person. And I've had a lot of relationships where I didn't have to see a man every day. I didn't have to fuck him every day. I didn't have to hear his problems all the time. I never had to clean up the same place that we live together. If I wanted to be at their homes, I was at their homes. If I didn't want to be at their homes, I made up a reason why I needed to go home. If they needed to work, I left, okay? So fast forward, I'm at an age now where we already discussed this. I've never lived by myself in life, ever, at no stage of my life. I'm craving living by myself more so than I'm craving living with a man. And that's a wild thing to experience at 36, because this is usually the age where people are trying to find their forever companion. They're trying to see what house they would want to buy. And that's like their goal, or they're trying to change their career to that career that they want to retire from. Not me. And so I know there's lots of men and women like me. I know of men and women who have no inkling to want to move in or live with the person that's their partner in life or the person they're in a relationship with. The only way I would live with a man that I am in a relationship with is if I'm married. And the only way we will live together if I'm married is if we can build a bridge house where I can walk across and have and enjoy another part of the house with them. And I can walk across the house and enjoy me time with myself. Because being on for a person you're in a relationship all the time is something I haven't experienced. I can't tell somebody, okay, I'm going to try it. Can you please pause my life so I can focus in on trying this. Can someone please watch and protect my children while I vet this man to see if this is possible? No one's going to come in my life and do that shit. So when I think about relationships and I think about dating, I'm just like, okay, where the fuck does that fit in on my plate? Because right now, I'm on some priority shit. I'm on some how can I make money in my sleep shit. I'm on some, you know, physical help in my house with a man would be great. But what man do I physically want to be here like that? Nobody. Not even the person I'm fucking, I want to see every day. You know what I'm saying? Because it's hard to want, for me to want to see somebody and give my energy to and tell my happy thoughts to that has no intentions on building with me or being great with me or marrying me. So I feel like I'm wasting my time. And instead of me waste my time, I would rather limit and set a boundary box of what I include them into. Because that's the best way I can deal with them. And I need for people to stop fucking people raw that they don't want to grow with and build with. And that person is not showing you any signs that they want more. Because you're passing each other's energy and their energy is going to take over your emotions. And then you're going to be like, well, am I the crazy bitch? And I'm going to be like, yes, you are. Let me tell you where you fucked up. Because everybody is not supposed to get your emotional, biological energy and your soft spots when they don't fucking deserve them. Same thing with men. Every bitch does not deserve that raw dick that you serving. It's probably A1 as fuck. And you giving it to some subcontracting ass, level 5 asshole that's going to key up your car when you don't want to be with her. Like, you have to know, like, am I setting myself up for problems later, or am I setting myself up to have peace when this person is dismissed? And that's just what the fuck I'm on. So don't be fooled by people being in relationships with people that, well, you know, he will never be this for you. And I don't know why you would pick this person because they don't want the same things you want. Because for that person at the time, they fit perfectly in what they need to get done and what they want in someone for whatever they're using them for. And when I say using, I'm not saying, oh, I'm using you for this, you must do this. I'm saying people are only allowing people to treat them a certain way or do certain things around them because they're getting something out of it. So whether or not the relationship is healthy, whether or not they are not happy all the time or they're happy sometimes, a person is dealing with you continuously because they're getting something out of it and you're getting something out of it. And until two people or more, because y'all be doing extracurricular ass shit out here, become honest with themselves and be like, yeah, I did stay with them because I didn't have to pay rent. Or I did stay with them because some mornings or some nights I did want my dick licked. Or I did stay with them because who else was going to wash my clothes? Until people start being honest about the fact that, yeah, you stayed or you allowed them to be here because you were getting something out of it, or they're cooking for you, or they're taking care of your children, we are not going to get nowhere as a motherfucking society. And so there are going to be people in court going back and forth about shit that's not even the problem. Okay? The real problem is what people are not ready to be honest with themselves about. And that's real shit. And I also want to say that picking someone who could only partially show up for me was also a part of protecting myself. And you'd be like, how the fuck were you protecting yourself? Because I didn't have to be deeply disappointed. Because I know that this person sucked at being more. Because if they wanted to be more or they were good at more, we would have been more. And you'd be like, well, what if they want to be more with you? No. If they wanted to be more, period, they would have been more. Because a lot of men know this too. A lot of men know exactly what a woman wants that they're dealing with. And they know exactly how to dangle potential in front of her, knowing damn well they're not going to give that to her. And some women stay there for 5 years. Some women stay there for 2 years and then they're out. Some people stay there for 10 years and they're out. Some people stay there for 15 years and never leave. And then until that man disrespects them for the 15th time, and then just like, okay, enough. I don't need to wait around after the initial piece of disrespect and I just don't see a future with you in the way I want a future with a man. I don't have to stick around more after that. Hold on. Transfer this person. Thing. X to be transferred to that's a billing. So yeah, a lot of people do it to protect their emotions so they don't have to be fully invested. I've only been in two relationships where I had to be fully invested, because that person didn't have any drama with them. That person just worked. And when that person wanted to go eat, I was his girl. And then when that person wanted to cook at home and go grocery shopping, I was his girl, and I packed bags and I stayed at their place for a week. Even with Ari's dad, I did that. Should I have done that? No. Did he deserve the relationship that I wanted at the time? No. Was he benefiting on the fact that I loved the shit out of him in a naive way? Yes. Did I enjoy it? Of course, because it was new to me. But you have to get to an age, too, to recognize when relationships are not healthy for you. And I'm at an age where I don't have time for part-time shit. Yeah, I get part-time dick because part-time dick is convenient in my life. I don't have to see them throughout the week. We don't have to hang out. We don't have to go places together. I don't have to listen to their problems all the time. I don't have to be, well, how can I fix this for them because they're going to appreciate it? I don't have to do that. So if I wanted to fuck, I know I can call this person up and have a fuck and that be that. Is it always going to be great? No. Why? Because I'm mentally, emotionally attracted to people. And if I know that we are a dead end, sometimes that shit is going to hit and sometimes it's not. And that's straight up. So a lot of people be like, well, why would you want to fuck somebody that you're not, you know? She Gets a Podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. gonna have like the best time that you could have, because a lot of times I just want to see what new things I can do or how it works on a man. And I'd be damned if I'm gonna be testing out new random men every time I want to fuck, because a lot of bitches do that out here, but I'm not her. Okay, I've never been her. I've never been the woman that wanted to roster a niggas. Never. I've never been with anyone or dated anyone outside of my race. Would I? Possibly, because I'm not procreating anymore. So what are you going to do with me? You know, you're not going to leave anything permanent in my life. But I mean, I want to be opposed to it. It's just so crazy how men can, you know, be diverse in who they date and marry. But when women, when black women do, it's like, oh my gosh, why would you? You need a this and this. Like, stop the bias bullshit. Like, what you need is somebody that respects you, cares for you, and loves you the way that you need to be loved, period. Like, let's get off of that shit. But I've never experienced it. Would I like to experience it? Yeah. Yeah, for sure. What race? I don't have a particular, you know what I'm saying? But no, I do not have no want to deal with island men, because their mindset is very, I've heard enough. But yeah, that's why I pick the people I pick, because I know the other side of it. I know what my brothers say when women are calling their phone back to back. I know how they move. I know how married men make a pathway for bitches even though they're married. Like, I know all that shit. So I don't crave the things society tells you you should have by now, like normal people in society, because I see people who are not doing right by the person that's doing right by them, and I don't want no parts, because I'll end up in an orange suit on some real shit. I don't have no, well, before you go extreme about this, or before you let your anger take over about this, no, I'm doing whatever the fuck I want, whatever the fuck you overstep, period. So if you don't want that side of me, don't fuck with me. Just be on the up and up. Be honest. I respect honesty more than anything. I know people are not perfect. Let me review. I know people are not perfect. I'm not expecting people to be perfect all the time for me. Who the fuck am I? Another imperfect person. But don't have me in the dark about some your real intentions or the shit you really want. And if I can't fulfill that for you, I don't want to be around. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to share dick. And if I have to share dick, that's not the dick I want to build with. You in the wrong position. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of men out here comfortable doing side man shit. Being the other man, the other piece. There are a lot of men that are comfortable with that. And that's fine that you're comfortable with that, but get a woman that wants that. Okay? It's amazing how people be asking you to do X, Y, and Z, but not giving you the information you need. What the hell? I know I'm giving y'all a lot of TMI, Chantal. But if you would like to support the podcast, you can always donate to Red Circle. The link is in the show notes. You can always purchase some merch while helping to support me, or purchase a podcast book for yourself or someone else, or just share the show and drop a review. Either way, I appreciate you. Now back to what I'm talking about, because I know I'm on point, and I know there's some people like me out there. And what else did I want to say? I have been loved in a healthy way. I have been in a healthy relationship. But And every relationship comes with different problems. I've dealt with men I trust, and I know they love me, and I know they want to take care of me, but they weren't empathetic the way that I want my man to be empathetic. And I saw future issues, so I deaded the relationship. I've been with men who are great family men, loving, caring, giving. But when it came to their emotions, they were so emotionally hurt by their past relationship, they stonewalled. And with what I have on my life plate separately from theirs, I can't carry what's on my plate and try to break down your walls while doing what I got to do over here. So that's why it's very important for people who do want a relationship to do their personal work, because you can stonewall somebody that really wants to be in a relationship with you, they don't have the time to break down walls to get you to open up or want to open up. You got to come ready already. You know what I'm saying? And I've been in a relationship with a kind, creative person who didn't have the confidence to feel like me loving them and wanting to be with them was enough. They just needed to have that manly confidence already to make me feel protected. And women cannot give men that confidence. It has to already be within. And so I didn't feel supported enough by their confidence in us, in the relationship, in themselves, to move clear across the United States and figure out what that would be like. So every relationship doesn't end just because someone is cheating all the time, like people try to portray. A lot of relationships end because people don't want to do their work, and people don't want to deal with the fact that they want to take care of this person that's in front of them, but they don't have the tools on how to because they haven't done their work. But I've never, I don't want a relationship where I want to have relations with other people while I'm with that person. I don't want to be in a marriage where I feel the need to cheat on my husband. I don't want to be with someone who's scared of honesty, someone who doesn't know how to emotionally share or express themselves. I don't want to be in a relationship with someone who's sexist, who feels like because I have the pussy, I'm supposed to be in the kitchen and I have to cook and I have to be the only one that clean. I want to be in a relationship where I have a partner. You know what I'm saying? I have somebody I can ride with. I got somebody that's, if I can't do it, they can. If I don't have it, they do. If they want to go on a road trip, we all going on a road trip. You know what I'm saying? If they want to go on vacation to another country, we all going on vacation to another country. Someone who prioritizes like me, handles their business like me, want to set up their retirement earlier than when the U.S. tells them they can, like me. But I haven't found that in somebody. I've been in relationships with a lot of people who don't want to do their personal work. Yeah, I've been to therapy. I took my ass to therapy because I felt like I needed it. And I feel like everybody needs a certain level of therapy. But can you put your pride aside to take your ass to go? So it's not on the level where I don't know what my problems are. I know what my problems are. You know what I'm saying? I know what my trauma is. I don't have any problem speaking on my trauma, but I don't want to be the only one being honest and putting my emotions on the table while you hide yours. And until that person reveals themselves to me and I feel like it's a great fit, I'm not doing long distance relationships either. Fuck that. Tried it twice. That shit is trash truck juice leaking. Okay. But I don't feel like I'm missing anything. I don't believe in soulmates anymore, because when I felt that, that was incorrect. So I don't trust myself enough to feel a soulmate. When God is ready to bring me who I can best build with, he will. I'm not in no rush for that shit. I'm not in no clubs looking for that shit. I might be in a Target taking an extra look, longer look, I don't know. Might be in Home Depot, you know what I'm saying, checking out extra wood, I don't know. But I'm just not searching for that shit. I'm not vetting a whole bunch of people on dating apps. I'm not on no dating app. I'm not on Instagram to date and boo it up. That's not what I'm there, okay? The man I need, I'm gonna meet him in real life, and our lives are going to click in the right way. And that's on period. And I also want to say this for the people who been doing it themselves. It is very hard for a Black woman to relax into a man providing the needs and the wants of her life when she's never been in a position to rely on a man that provided the needs and wants of her life. I've had multiple relationships where I never had to go in my bag for nothing, right? But I've never allowed that man to be in a position where you live, I take care of that. What you wear, I take care of that. The bills that come with you being taken care of, I handle that. Never. Not even my dad. Okay? And I lived with my dad and my mother for 8 years before they went their separate ways, right? And even while living with my father, emotionally, he was guarded. Financially is the only way he knew how to show up as a man. But that's his upbringing, I guess. As far as like cooking, never saw my dad cook until after my parents split. It wasn't the best. Never saw my dad clean. Never saw my dad do laundry. Never saw my dad dress down. My dad always wore suits. So this idea of how a man was supposed to show up in life for a woman and a family was fucked up, right? And the way that I saw my mom have to struggle while in this relationship that's supposed to be helpful didn't make me crave being in a relationship, because I'm just like, damn, if I'm gonna have to grind and do it like I'm by myself, let me be by myself. And so a lot of times when men wanted to do X, Y, and Z for me, it was hard for me to take it. It was hard for me to accept it. When men automatically want to gift things to me, it's a turnoff because I feel like they're prepping me for some bullshit later, or they're prepping me for something I don't want to do, or love bombing me in a way where I have all these great thoughts about them, and then wham, they hit me with something that I just wasn't mentally and or emotionally prepared for because you've been being so nice. So I'm the type of woman that's super reluctant to take a man's help for whatever reason he's giving me help. It's not that I don't want your help. I probably need your help, but I need to investigate why you're helping me. And a lot of men don't want to deal with the pushback of a woman that they genuinely want to help. But men also have to see from her side, why is she skeptical of me wanting to genuinely help her? And so for me, a person's going to have to give me time to learn them, to feel like what they're doing is authentic and in a genuine space. I also have daughters. And I don't want my daughters experiencing me in the wrong relationships and thinking, okay, this is how this works. I would love for my daughters to see me being loved. A lot of my a lot of my male single friends, they'll call and check in on me. Nothing romantic, but just to make sure I'm good and the girls are good, and they're very curious as to how are the girls going to see a healthy relationship if you're not in one? And I get where they're coming from, but at the same time, I don't want my home to be a rotating door of relationships with men just because I have a vagina. I want the man that I introduce my daughters to, that I'm in a relationship with, to be properly vetted by me. I don't want to introduce my kids to everyone I think I like. I don't want them getting emotionally, mentally, and physically attached to a man who's not going to be here. So I'm very reluctant to it. And I want my girls to be able to speak up about their bodies and themselves, because people out here are creepy. There's people out here, I'm not saying men that I talk to will or did, but people at work source out an adult who has kids just so they can fuck with their kids. And I'll be in an orange suit about that, no doubt, for real. I'll faithfully catch a body and smile in that mugshot, okay? So I gotta be picky about who's around my kids. And I don't want to be involved in anyone else's children's lives that I'm not going to be around like that, because that's two breakups or three breakups, depending on how many kids there are, if you're involved like that. So yeah, I'm dragging my foot on it for the right reasons, I think. So yeah. I don't know why I told y'all this, but I just wanted people to see the dynamics of why people choose certain relationships that they choose based on their experiences. That's why. Yeah. Thank you for listening.